It's springtime in Newfoundland. It's the time of year where people start working on their homes. These days, with increasing costs of lumber, it's becoming more and more expensive for people trying to do any kind of home project. Don Mercer is feeling the impact of these prices. He was preparing to build a house in Whitburn, but has now had to downsize.
Well, it's going to be a 2,000 square feet, but now his total area will probably be around 1,400 to 1,600 square feet, so we downsized.
According to the Canadian Home Builders Association, lumber prices have risen due to suppliers having to limit production due to COVID-19 and due to demand rising. Mercer is hoping to start construction soon, but one uncertainty is how much extra this build will cost.
That is what we're trying to figure out. A lot of the lumber, double and triple, and some of it, even plywood, has gone like four times as much.
Lumber prices have been affecting suppliers, too. Daryl Jackson is the manager of Castle Building Supplies in Cavendish. He knows that the price of lumber has gone through the roof.
It's at least probably triple in price some of the stuff has. 2x4, we were selling last year in March, $359. Right now, it's $859.
According to Jackson, his business has to be careful about how much supply they buy.
Especially if the bottom falls out of it or anything like that, you got a lot of expensive lumber to try to sell. So you just buy as you need right now.
Grant Cooper is the president of the Canadian Home Builders Association. He claims that lumber prices won't be going down anytime soon.
You know, with current estimates, they're showing that the rates that we're seeing right now for lumber well into 2021, and it may not be till the end of, the third quarter or the fourth quarter before we start seeing some drop in pricing.
With no signs of lumber costs decreasing, consumers will have to wait to start any new projects. For Kicker News, I'm Patrick Newhook.